closer.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment. My name's Todd Conklin, and I'm your host. How am I going to know what I'm going to say until after I hear myself say it? That quote I picked up by a guy named Carl Weick, and we were in a big meeting on high reliability. Carl's pretty famous. He's a noted scholar for highly reliable organizations, and he studies how organizations function. And Carl started the presentation by saying just that, and I thought that was amazing. But here's why. Oh, sure, it's clever. It's interesting. But I also think it has lots to do with teaching us the power of understanding post-job learning. Now, you may ask, why are you talking about post-job learning before you talk about pre-job learning? Well, we'll talk about pre-job learning as well, because pre-job learning is really important. But how do you know what you're going to do until after you've done it? The power you have of gathering workers and asking them how the job went is really the first step to all the planning you'll do for the next job that happens in your organization. In fact, I would boldly tell you that planning begins with post-job learning. It's step one of the cycle that creates safety and reliability. And if you're interested at all in fatalities and serious event prevention, post-job learning is going to be a really important component to that. Asking four questions at the end of the day can change the way you plan the next day. And the questions are pretty simple. What worked the way we thought it did? What didn't work the way we thought it would work? What hazards did we catch and miss? And finally, question four, what surprised you? By building an opportunity to have an after-action review, a post-job learning session, into your day, you build the opportunity for you to become smarter. And remember, knowing more makes you smarter. Now, the key is to figure out when to fit this in. For some of you listening, and there's a lot of you listening, for some of you, there's a clear post-job opportunity. If you're a firefighter, a paramedic, a pilot. If you have jobs that have a clear beginning, middle, and end, then the post-job review, you might even call it an after-action review, makes a lot of sense. In fact, many of my friends who work in the emergency services will tell you that the job's not finished until after they've done a post-job review. But for the rest of us, the problem is there is no post-job. And the end of the day is kind of a crappy time to sort of cleave moments away, because generally speaking, the end of the day is, well, the end of the day. I mean, really, all I want to do is leave so I can come back excited and refreshed tomorrow and do even better work for you tomorrow. Creating an opportunity to go and learn post-job is something you're going to have to think about as a leader. You want to create moments for this conversation to happen. It may not have to happen every day, but it certainly should happen frequently enough so that you understand that the planning you're doing, the hazard assessments you do, the pre-job work you do, actually and affordably pays off to the workers when they're doing real operations. Creating an opportunity to ask those four questions and creating an opportunity to learn, and most importantly, thinking about post-job learning as step one to pre-job planning, really opens up some doors for you to create an understanding of how successful work is accomplished. Weak signals appear when you take the time and ask your workers to listen for them. That's the safety moment for today. I think it's one that's very thought-provoking. My challenge to you is try to build in an opportunity to do more post-job learning. But don't try to solve world hunger today. Try it out. Micro-experiment this idea. Have one sample post-job debrief and see if you find it worthwhile. And then use that opportunity, even ask your workers, to find a place where this makes the most sense for what you do. And most importantly, tell them why you're doing it. The only reason we do post-job learning is to get better, to learn and improve. Thanks for listening. I like it so much that you tune into these. It's great. Subscribe if you want to. Have fun. Learn something every day. And for goodness sakes, be safe. Talk to you later.